Good morning, everybody. This is Heidi Whitehair, and it is Thursday, day four of Cultivating Your Community. Super excited, like I have mentioned earlier in the week, about this series. I'm getting a lot of really great feedback from it and how it's helping. So I love that, and that's why I do these things. So let's recap a little bit of the week. First off, for anybody that's joining me for the very first time, my name is Heidi Whitehair. I'm coming from you to you from cloudy Auburn, Washington. I am the mom of three now adult children. My last one is just getting ready to graduate here in about 3 weeks. And good morning, everyone. And I have been self-employed for 28 and a half years in the network marketing industry for 18 and a half. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Laura. So I love my field, which is network marketing. I'm a CEO of my own company, have been for about, going on 8 months. Super exciting. Love the industry. Love helping people truly live a different life. Like, really to see what's possible out there. And I think most of us, you know, grow up, at least I did, I grew up in a household where people went to work every day and they collected a paycheck and the paycheck barely, you know, made ends meet. And they, you know, did that for 40 years and retired on something that they couldn't even retire on, and then lived out their retirement till they died. Ooh, that does not sound like something I want to do. So lucky for me, I had some early on mentors in my life that showed me the possibility. They painted the picture, the bigger picture of what was possible for me to do with my life if I so chose. Now, it included hard work, which I did that anyways. And it included putting in your time, which I'm a big believer in that anyways. No matter what you do, you have to put in your time in order to be successful. If you think you're going to be successful right out of the gate, you know, that doesn't happen too often, and you really can't sustain that because you're not learning the lessons along the way. So, which brings me to our segment, this week. It's, called Cultivating Your Community, and it's all about building your business. Now, whatever business, good afternoon to everyone on the East Coast, whatever your business is, or service or product, all of the fundamentals are really the same. So I keep this super generic so that you all can join me no matter what business you do. I happen to do network marketing, health and wellness, but no matter what you do, I welcome you. So thank you for joining. If you are coming late into the week, into these segments, there's absolutely a recap page that you'll be able to go back and get your old homework from. It's on HeidiWhitehair.com. And as we go along, we're doing homework. I really encourage you strongly to do your homework, because I can only do, it's all about give and take, right? And there's always like two sides to every training, the trainer and the trainee. So I'm the trainer, you're the trainee. So I need you to do your homework in order to get all you can out of this message and this segment. So to recap kind of the week, we started Monday with talking about planting seeds, and that's just about sharing what you do, your business, your service, your product, being out and about, being a product of the product, how you show up in the world, how you are planting seeds even when you don't know it, through phone calls, through visiting with friends, through any kind of social event. Just walking out your door, like for me, because I do health and wellness, I need to make sure that, good morning, darling, I need to make sure that I am put together, right? I cannot go out of the house in pajama pants and, you know, no makeup on. That does not scream success, and it certainly does not scream health and wellness. So, you know, funny, I tell my team all the time, you want to look good, smell good. And I was actually talking to a couple of my leaders this morning on the phone. And I'm like, okay, guys, I got to get in the shower. I got to go live. And the last thing that one of them said to me was, remember to smell good. So I do smell good. We don't have smell-o-vision, but I promise I smell good. So planting seeds was Monday. Then we talked about watering your prospects. Talked about how, you know, this is all kind of fashioned along the lines of gardening, right? And my mom was a big gardener. I was not so good in the actual green stuff. I'm better in the other green stuff, money making part of it. So I guess it's, you know, similar. So when you plant a garden, you plant your seeds, right? And then you water them, you fertilize them, talk nice to them, all of those different things before they start blooming, right? And then you have to make sure you're weeding and all that, which that's what we talked about yesterday, was weeding your garden and making sure that you don't allow the weeds to suffocate and suck out all of the beautiful flowers that are in your garden ready to grow, right? So don't let the negativity, those are the weeds, don't let the negativity get to you or to your people. Okay, today we're going to talk about the birds will get some. This is a super important message because I think it really speaks to confidence. I think it speaks to, you know, when someone tells you it's okay, this has happened to me too, you kind of go, oh, thank God it's not just me. Well, this, the birds will get some, is definitely a training about it's not just you. So this is going to happen. So follow along with me. If you make a sale, you can make a living. If you make an investment of time and good service in a customer, you can make a fortune. Okay, so remember, we're talking about those seeds we've planted, we've watered, and now we want to make sure the birds don't get them. It takes months to find a customer, seconds to lose one. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. It takes months to find a customer, seconds to lose them. So no, definitely happens. So this is one of those, oh good, it's not just me moments. You can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world and there's still gonna be somebody who hates peaches. I love that quote. The energy you put out to the universe is what you receive back. It's kind of even like we talked about how you show up looks wise, attitude wise, that speaks volumes. How you show up, what you put out to the universe is what you're going to get back. Those are the kind of people you're going to attract, right? So that kind of goes along with this as well. No happens. It doesn't always mean no forever. It just means no, not right now. Have you ever gone to the store and maybe you really want that pair of shoes at Nordstrom's? And you go and you're like, for whatever reason, could be many reasons, and you leave and you go home without them, but the next week you go back and get it. Happens all the time, very normal. Always expect the yes and always ask for the sale. If you don't ask, the answer will always, always, always be no. And oftentimes the answer still may be no when you ask. It's okay, embrace it. If you get comfortable with no, it won't be like such a big deal anymore. So that's kind of a good practice to get into. The more no's you get, the closer you are to a yes. Hey, Dorothy, drive safely to go pick up Julie. Let's see. It just means you're getting closer to a yes. Sometimes it's frustrating, but don't get discouraged. It's part of the process. Again, it's getting you that much closer to a yes. If you have a prospect that says no and orders from a competitor, don't stress. That's happened to me. It's honestly happened to me with some of my friends. It doesn't mean they're not my friends anymore. Take the high road and wish them well with the path they chose. If you show them respect and have a good attitude and never bash another company or product, don't do that. Okay? Super, there's no integrity in that. There's no personal accountability. You don't want people talking smack about your product, service, or business. Don't talk about theirs. Even if you think it, keep it in here. Like I tell my kids, you're upset about something, you're mad at me about something, keep it in here. Don't let it come out your mouth. Let's see. Keep on their radar and continue to follow up with them to see how they're doing. If it doesn't work out for them, which that happens a lot, they'll likely come back and give you a chance. If you've been a complete jerk, they won't. I mean, it is what it is. Don't burn bridges. Keep trying to nurture the relationship and see what develops down the road. It is not your customer's job to remember you. It is your obligation and responsibility to make sure they don't have a chance to forget you. Okay, those are those touches, right? Every time you talk to somebody or check up on them or follow up on them or say hi to them, you know, at the corner grocery store, whatever, you are planting and watering those seeds. Follow up. We've already talked about the importance of follow up and the statistics that many customers don't buy until after the fifth contact. That's crazy. I mean, fifth to 12th is what the stats say. However, don't forget that once you do make the sale, it is important to follow up with your customer. Make sure you're providing good customer service, continue to build the relationship, and make sure they're happy. Okay, people want to do business with people they connect with, right? That care, that show they care. One thing that I teach my team about follow-up is some people are like, oh, I don't want to bug them. Really? You just sold them a product or a service or whatever your business is, you if you don't call them, it's a care call. If you don't call them and say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you and I want to see how are you doing with your whatever. I had that similar situation happen to me years and years ago. And here I am years and years later talking about it. I bought a photo box, a memory, like a box that you put pictures in to organize. And the girl called me like a week later and said, I just want to make sure you're happy with your whatever the box was called. And I'm like, wow, she didn't just take my money and run. She actually cared that I liked it. And I thought, and see, it made a huge impression. That had to have been at least 15 years ago. Don't make the mistake of taking their money once and forgetting about them. Otherwise, you'll likely only get their business once and they'll go elsewhere. They're also likely to tell their friends about the bad experience with you. People love to share negative, by the way. People don't just buy products or services. They're trusting you and believing in you. I have never learned that more than in the last probably 9 months of my life, that people follow people. They don't follow products or services or business necessarily. They follow people they trust. So that's a big deal. It is not always easy to land the sale, so don't blow months of work getting them just to lose them due to bad follow-up practices. If people like you, they'll listen to you, but if they trust you, they'll do business with you. Zig Ziglar said that. Referrals. Good follow-up and excellent customer service can also lead to referrals if you ask for them. According to Dale Carnegie, 91% of customers say they'd give referrals, but only 11% of salespeople ask for them. That's 80% left on the table. Crazy. Salespeople who actively seek out and ask for referrals earn 4 to 5 times more than those who don't. The source of that is Top Sales World. Those are crazy eye-opening statistics, and what does that mean to you? It means you're missing opportunities for sales by not asking for those referrals. Those people are likely going somewhere for their products and services when they could be coming to you. It's much easier to turn a referral into a customer than it is starting from scratch with a new prospect that doesn't have their friend's recommendation. That's a warm market, by the way. So if someone were to say to me, let's say I bought, maybe a new cook set, and someone said to me, hey, do you have any friends you know that love to cook? Probably maybe you've been married for 20 years that you know might need a new cook set. I mean, hello, that's going to be most of the people in my life. I've been married 25 years. So see what I'm saying? Ask for the referrals. Ask for people that they may know that might need that product or service. Don't just work hard, work smart, and ask for referrals from your satisfied customers. So remember, again, planting seeds, watering them, okay, weeding your garden, keeping your garden healthy, keeping all the negativity out of it, and then making sure the birds don't get it by doing your job. Making sure, so the birds are the ones that are going to come along and take your person because you're not taking good care of them. The birds might be the next shiny thing that comes along because you're not following through with getting your person to the next bigger picture of whatever your product or service is. If you are not taking care of your customers, your competitors will. Bob Hooey said that. Okay, let's talk about customer service. Huge, huge, huge. And you notice in 2017, customer service is getting scarce. It is rare when you go somewhere and you get really good customer service. I don't know how many of you tip according to customer service, or you tip according to percentage. I tip according to customer service. Let me tell you, people that take really good care of me get a great tip. People that don't get just whatever, average. But seriously, I'm going to reward the people that take great care of me because they're doing their job well, okay? In my company, I like to reward people that are doing their job well. I don't reward people just for something special for the moment. I want to catch people doing their job in a way that they should be anyways, but I'm going to reward them for that. I think that is so powerful. Giving up on a goal because of one setback is like slashing your 3 other tires because you got a flat. Okay, so don't, what that speaks to me is if you've forgotten to follow up on your last, couple of people you got started, it's okay. Pick up the phone and say, I am so sorry I dropped the ball with you. I've been so crazy busy. That's not an excuse. And I want to make sure you're happy. It's okay to admit you're human. It is okay to admit that you may have made a mistake, but you know what? I'm here now and I'm here to help you. Don't not do it because you've already messed it up. Okay, that's what that quote is saying. Don't not call them because you've taken so long to call them at this point. Because if you don't call them, they're already not going to be happy with you. So, but you have a chance to turn that around by picking up the phone. You only fail when you stop trying. Okay. Self-evaluations. Homework. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you learn. So think about the last few no responses you have received from prospects. Did you oversell or overwhelm them? Did they have objections that you didn't have responses for? Okay, so we call that throwing up on people. When you meet somebody, you don't want to give them so much information that A, they're scared of you and they wish they wouldn't have asked, or that they don't have any reason to come back or go to your website or, you know, call you or answer the phone when you call. Don't throw up on people. Give them just enough to get them wanting more. Did they choose to go with a competitor? Did they offer an explanation as to why they said no? It's a good idea to actually ask the person, what could you have done better? You know, it's okay to say, I love my job. Speak from your heart. I love my job. I really want to be the best I can be at it. Can you tell me what made your decision? What could I have done differently or better that would have possibly... And not that I'm trying to talk you into coming to my company. I'm just asking for to be a better me tomorrow. I mean, that's honest, right? It's from the heart. If someone asked you that question, wouldn't you be like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Oftentimes, knowing why you didn't get the sale can help you learn, grow, and be better prepared for the next sale. Did you learn anything that you need to work on? Fill out the homework. Be prepared. When you go to a big job interview, you have your resume, you've most likely thought out your answers to common questions they've asked in interviews before, right? Put yourself in a potential customer's shoes. What questions have you been asked or objections have you heard about your products or services? Are you prepared? What questions will you ask your potential customers so that you can learn their needs, right? This is all about filling your toolbox, being in the know in your own company, product, service, know your business, know what you're talking about. I often say I'm like the old oak tree. Nobody can shake my tree with anything they come up with because I've been there, done that for going on 19 years and I know my stuff. I know my stuff inside and out because I've made it my mission to know my stuff inside and out. Do you know your testimonial on products or services to answer their questions? This is a big one. So one of the things I find all the time in my company is someone might say to you, so this business opportunity, really, can you make money with this? And you don't know what you've made so far? You've just blown the answer. They are asking you, and if you haven't figured out what you've made so far, you can't personally testify to the business opportunity. You can utilize other people's when you're brand new until you have your own, but once you've been around for a little bit, they're gonna expect you to have your own. So make sure you do that. Do you know how to reach an upline or an expert that can assist you if someone has a question you aren't sure how to handle? In my company, we promote and encourage three-way phone calls. So for instance, let's say I'm brand new and I'm meeting with you, and you ask, how does that product work? And I'm not super sure yet. I know how much I love it, I can tell you that part, but I'm not super sure on how it actually works maybe. So I can say, hold on, let me get my upline, my friend, whatever, on the phone, and let's ask her because I know she can answer the question, and I'll learn too at the same time you're getting your question answered. Three-way phone calls, the power of those are incredible. Okay, let's see. So fill out your paperwork on being prepared. Customer follow-up. Are you providing good customer service to your current customers and following up with them? I want you to follow up with 5 of your current customers today. Okay, now here's the thing. Ask for referrals, okay? I don't know who's noticed. For me, it's health and wellness, so people notice how people are looking, sleeping, not yawning, those kind of things. So I don't know who's noticed or who you've told, but I'm looking to grow my business, and I don't know if being a promoter might be of interest to you, but if so, I would love to help you be successful. But I would love to be able to share with your friends and family and help them get the same great results. Do you have anyone that you'd like to refer? And I would be happy to take great care of them just like I have you. Okay, asking for referrals. There's nothing wrong with that. The worst thing they can say is, no, I don't have anyone. But you planted the seed, so maybe next time they will. So fill out those five as well on your homework. Super important to do your homework, guys. It is vitally important for you to meet me halfway, right? I'm the trainer, you're the trainee. When you're doing your homework, you're getting the whole experience of cultivating your community segment this week. Okay, tomorrow's Friday, our last day. Super excited to wrap it all up and give you guys some great content in order to go further with cultivating your community. If you will please like, follow, and share this page, I would super, see, I'm asking for referrals. Like, follow, and share this page with your entrepreneurial friends, self-employed friends, even people that are just building, maybe they're not self-employed, but they want to build their own businesses, and this content can be of service to them. I would love that. So please have them join us. It is obviously non-specific to any company or product or service, and I want to keep it that way so that everyone can feel like they can join us and get really good content that is appropriate to their business. Okay, everyone, happy Thursday. Make it a great day. Go do your customer follow-up. Go ask for 5 referrals today. And by the end of today, I bet you're going to be asking for referrals at every single phone call, because you'll realize that you won't explode, you won't fall over, you won't expire, none of those things. And you might even increase your business by 5 people today. Okay, happy Thursday. Talk to y'all tomorrow.